When the Medicare bill goes to the Senate, Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts says he will try to filibuster the bill, talk it to death.
This is only the beginning of the fight. This will be an issue in every congressional campaign, every senatorial campaign, and presidential campaign. We're not giving up. We're not giving in.
And with us to talk about what happened overnight and what happens next is NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, Senator Kennedy called this procedural move in the House an outrage. You're a longtime congressional reporter. Is what the House leaders did really that unusual?
It certainly is. I've been up here 20 years. I've never seen a vote stay open for 3 hours before. Actually, the first time this bill went through the House back in June, they left the vote open for an hour so they could twist arms, and that was considered relatively unprecedented. Apparently, this vote was held open because they had to wake up the president, who, of course, just came back from London last night, so he could make some phone calls.
Well, what led to it being so difficult to get this bill passed?
Well, it wasn't a big surprise that it was a close vote. In fact, the leaders went in not sure whether or not they had the votes. Conservatives have been saying all week that they really didn't like the bill. I had one conservative who kept telling me he had 24 people ready to vote against it, which was about the number who did. They've been saying right along that they didn't come to Washington to expand entitlements. This was a $400 billion bill at its core. They didn't like that. There were some things in the bill they did like, some things that were put in there for them, things like health savings accounts, tax-preferred accounts to let people spend their own money on health care. But those things were watered down somewhat to try to get through the Senate. And the conservatives just didn't like it, and they voted no, and they sat there and didn't want to budge until really the presidential-level arm-twisting began.
And now this bill, of course, moves to the Senate, where at least one Democrat, Senator Kennedy, says he's going to try to kill it.
Yes, it looked really until yesterday like it was just cruising to victory. Sort of all the undecided senators seem to be breaking for it. The senators are having what I call an open house this weekend. They're in session. There's no votes. They're just coming up one by one to make speeches about Medicare, some opposed, some for it. But it was thought that they were going to vote on Monday, that there really wasn't going to be a filibuster. They weren't going to file cloture. It was all going to be sort of very genteel. And I think that maybe the gloves are coming off now. Senator Kennedy, who had not said yet that he would try to filibuster, now said he will. He says that he's talked to some of his colleagues today in the cloakroom and that they are very, very outraged by what happened in the House last night. So there may be a little bit of pushback that we'll see.
Hasn't all this drama taken place on votes that are normally a formality in both the House and the Senate?
Yes, this is the approval of what's called the conference report, the final version of a bill. And normally when you get a compromise, it's a compromise and everybody says, okay. This bill all along has been difficult. The Senate really has wanted a drug benefit and not that much in the way of Medicare reforms. The House, the conservatives particularly, have been much stronger in wanting those reforms, ways to control Medicare costs, not so thrilled about the drug benefit. Threading that needle where you can find a majority in both the House and the Senate has been very difficult. So these votes were expected to be close, and indeed that's what's happening.
And now people who have never liked each other very much like each other even less.
I think that's fair to say.
NPR's Julie Rovner is at the Capitol. Julie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.